Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now to an upcoming trial in Boston federal court, where two aides to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh are accused of conspiracy and extortion in an alleged effort to strong-arm the 2014 Boston Calling Music Festival into hiring union workers. The judge has delivered what's called a blow to prosecutors by refusing to rewrite proposed instructions to the jury. Those instructions, the prosecutors say, could sink their case. For more on this, we're joined this morning by WBUR legal analyst, retired federal judge Nancy Gertner. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
First, a little background. The two City Hall aides, Kenneth Brissett and Timothy Sullivan, are accused of withholding city permits to pressure the festival to hire the union workers. The judge said he plans to tell jurors that prosecutors needed to show the aides, quote, obtained property, meaning that they personally benefited in the alleged conspiracy. What's the problem, Judge Gertner, for the prosecutors here, and how significant is it?
Well, essentially, it sounds like the prosecutor's theory, and it's not 100% clear, is that what these officials did was to pressure the companies for the purpose of getting them to hire union labor. And since the government conceded that they were not acting as agents of the union, that they were not union members, there was no direct benefit to them. It was essentially a political pressure. You hire union people because that's the way we do things in Boston. But they didn't directly benefit in the sense of get money. They were not members of the union. They didn't indirectly benefit, or they didn't control money for the purpose of getting to a third party. So what he's saying is that this is not a Hobbs Act violation. The Hobbs Act is a federal crime that is a very substantial penalty.
How might or might not the Hobbs Act come into play here?
Well, the crime that they're being charged with is a Hobbs Act violation, which is obtaining money or property, which is extortion by threats or fear. And it has to sort of always skirt carefully around legitimate union activity. In other words, unions are always pressuring people for the purposes of getting them to hire their union members at higher wages.
And to reiterate, political pressure, while maybe uncomfortable and maybe in the eyes of some people improper, political pressure is not necessarily illegal.
Right. It's really the Hobbs Act violations. This whole concept has had to skirt around lawful union activity, which means you have a right to pressure someone to get them to hire the union. Indeed, there was even cases from years ago in which violence was used in order to get legitimate union activity, and the court said that may be illegal violence under, it may be an illegal state charge, but it's not this very particular kind of charge under the Hobbs Act.
Is this case salvageable for the prosecution, do you think, at this point?
Well, not according to their view. They believe that an interpretation that says these men have to have gotten some kind of a direct benefit is a standard that they can't meet, because the men were acting not for their own behalf, not for behalf of other a union of which they were a part, but they were acting for unions generally.
WBUR legal analyst, retired federal judge Nancy Gertner, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.